This is Devin.
Okay, I'm back.
For the coordinating committee, and this is Devin Lark to convene the Pacifica National Board Coordinating Committee. Time now is 8:50, and today's date is September 30th. We don't have a roll as to call the minutes because we've had some difficulty with respect to getting on the call. So we will convene again in the next 3 minutes. So you will hear silence for about 3 minutes.
Okay, I sent everyone on this committee an email. Let me find it. I sent it to Otis a few days ago.
Oh, I got it. I think all of us, Chris seen it. I see it. And everyone should see it. That's what I knew you had informed Otis about the meeting. But it was, I didn't take it upon myself. Nor did anyone take it upon themselves to coordinate with Otis to make sure that a notice went out. So I think so. We have 8 members, with the exception of Lydia Brazon. Our IED may not be available for this meeting. So I suspect, without any objection, that we go ahead in the next couple of minutes and start the meeting. I understand that Sandra Rollins scheduled a competing meeting with the Management Selection and Review Committee with the knowledge that this meeting had already been established 3 weeks ago. So she will not be here. I have sent out the number to the members of the committee on the trail that you're referring to that you created a few days ago. So everyone has been informed again, and the number has been sent to them. So we really don't have a whole lot of work to do. But notwithstanding anyone else coming into the meeting, I would like to...
Can I make a request?
The meeting has already been convened. Lawrence, you have a request. What is the request?
That if the agenda, I didn't get it. I don't see it in my government email address. So, and I'm driving. So if that agenda, if it could be read when it's time appropriate. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, I'm going to move that Chris Corey be the convener or be the elected the interim chair of this meeting and of the committee. And do I hear any objections? Hearing no objections, I move turn. Hold on. Okay, we are on the line as well. So, for the record, Chris, I'm going to allow you, since I heard no objections, but since Sabrina's been added, I'm going to move in. I move that Chris Corey be elected as interim chair of this committee, and that if there are there any objections? At this time, I'll hand the meeting over to Chris, call the roll, and being first seated. Chris, you have it.
Okay. I don't believe that we have enough people. I don't believe we have a quorum present for this meeting. I'm still searching in vain. I got your email, Grace. I was looking at it earlier tonight, but now I can't seem to find it. Do you remember the subject line of the email by any chance?
Which email?
The email regarding the proposed agenda for this meeting.
There's no proposed agenda.
Okay. In that case, email that you sent to Otis.
I sent you an email. I sent Otis and everybody else
right.
an email about who's on this committee. That's all.
Right. That's the one I'm referring to so that roll can be called.
Chris, if I may, it should be on top of your email because what I did was I replied all to that email that she sent with the phone number. So it should be. Are you referring to the agenda item, the email for the agenda for tomorrow? Is that what you're referring to?
Well, I was referring to both. The email I was searching for originally was the one that you just referenced, but I can't call roll without having the list. And like I say, I had it in front of me earlier, and I just can't seem to find it. I don't know where it went.
You don't see the email I sent 10 minutes ago with the comment numbers? It is attached.
No. I got an email from Otis McClay regarding that. Okay, hold on. Coordinating committee meeting. Okay, I got it now. Here it is. I see it. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Dwayne. I found it. Okay. It didn't come from Grace. It was from you. My apologies. I'm going to try calling the roll here and see who we have present. Alex Steinberg? Dwayne Lark? Answer up if as you hear your name called. Dwayne Lark?
Present.
Okay. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Anita Sims? Lydia Brazon, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Lawrence is here. Sandra Rollin. Sandra Rollin requests an excused absence. Chris Corey is here. Team Sanderson. Okay, I think this committee has 11, if I remembered correctly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Is it just 9?
I would say that we have 5 members. From
two ex officios.
We have
and two ex officios,
which is 7, and 3 officers. So that's
okay.
9, I believe.
Right. So, that's exactly right. That's what I'm getting right now anyway. So we need one more person. It's 10? Okay. Who's my 10th?
Request for information.
Hold on a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're right, Grace. That's it. That's the number. Okay. So we need 6. I guess. Go ahead, Lawrence. Lawrence.
Yeah, the question I have is, I don't believe that ex officios is that correct, Dwayne or Grace?
That's incorrect because everybody on this committee has a vote, including Lydia and Anita.
That's my understanding as well.
Point of order.
Go ahead. What's your point of order?
Wayne. We will not be breaking any rules. And this committee is with a very simple process, a very simple charge, that nothing precludes us from setting the agenda and styling the agenda. The only trouble we're going to get into is when we bring a vote forward. So I believe we can proceed with the job we have before, which are if there are any additions to the agenda that the secretary sent and proposed, we can add that. The members of the PND would have to adopt the agenda anyway. So unless we get into some voting, we can do our work tonight, if not.
Okay, that makes sense to me, Dwayne. Thank you. So I just got the email forwarded by Grace. There were there's two motions that I've seen put forward. Madam Secretary of the PMB, is there any are there any other motions that have been put forward at the PMB that you're aware of? And if not, what would be the continuing business of the PNB that would be discussed in tomorrow's meeting? I guess it's tomorrow's, yes.
Hello?
Hello?
I got Vanessa Dittenbridge on the... I have Vanessa Dittenbridge on the...
Okay.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Thank you.
All right.
You want to repeat the question for Vanessa?
Sure. So my question was, we had... two items that were put forward by Dwayne Lark for tomorrow night's meeting. And I was just asking the secretary if there were any other items that were put forward for tomorrow night's meeting. And if not, what the standard business of the PMB would be for the first meeting of the month.
Okay, well, I sent a draft agenda out. We have an open session and a closed session tomorrow night.
Okay. And I have an item I'd like to put on the agenda. And I will email that to you and Grace. It's essentially... requesting that we send out an RSP to the entire network list, and also put on the table all considerations and proposals, and that includes the M&M proposal.
This is Lydia.
Okay.
Hello, Lydia.
I'm on the call. Okay.
Okay. We actually have quorum, I guess.
Yeah, well, Vanessa may quorum. So that's what I'm going to be submitting.
Okay.
As soon as I can pull over.
Point of order.
Go ahead. What's your point of order, Grace?
First of all, there are two agendas for tomorrow night. There's an open session, a closed session. And we should realize that we're on an open call because we're on the stream. That we
right.
Only
so we need to
right
keep
now,
it confidential.
We work on the open session.
Open
agenda.
Session. Understood.
And
we can move to go into closed session to discuss the closed session agenda at a certain point.
Okay.
Chair.
Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead, Lawrence. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Did you, Grace? Were you finished? Hold on, Lawrence. Were you finished, Grace?
Yeah, and I would request that. I mean, Dwayne Lark did send some suggestions for agenda items in writing, and Lawrence, if you can please put it in writing and send it.
Hello, I'm driving right now, Grace. I'm gonna pull over. Excuse me. I'm gonna pull over as soon as I see a spot, and I will email. The proposal to the committee. Now, I did not know that we were on the stream. I thought since we didn't have quorum that we weren't on the stream. So that's why I mentioned.
Well, Lawrence, we had a little bit of an issue with Otis tonight. He couldn't stick around. So we just went ahead
okay.
and streamed it as a non-meeting, basically, just having us here on the line so that we could convene it. If and when we got quorum, which we just did.
But are we being heard? Are we public?
We are public currently,
okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay. I absolutely see nothing that has been said so far that is inconsistent with public interest. So I don't want to give the impression on this line and on this recording that anything Mr. Reyes said or anything anyone else has said, and because no order was broken with that point of order, and no rule was broken, no proprietary or significant private information in the interest of this foundation has been disclosed in his request. The record.
I agree with that, and I don't think that was the objection. I just think that Mr. Reyes didn't understand that we were actually on the so. Let's see. Grace, what is all the background noise? Is that coming from you, Lawrence?
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry. I'll mute myself.
It's okay. I'm not worried about it. I just wanted to identify it for the moment. Okay. So, Grace, I can't find your proposed agendas. Once again, can I ask you just to you would have sent those? I got your political demographics of California. Did you send it before or after that? Grace, are you still on the line?
Yeah, sorry, I was muted.
It's okay, not a problem.
I sent it from secretary@pacifica.org.
Okay.
I'm sending it again as soon as I get everybody's email address in here.
Okay, not a problem.
Let me see who else is on this committee. Lawrence, Dwayne.
Yeah, so I can give you the listing again. It's Alex, Dwayne, you, Anita, Lydia, Vanessa, Lawrence, Sandra, me, and James.
Okay.
Well, you can save
right,
the
I'm
type.
Sending
I'm,
it,
I have
I'm sending it.
It
now.
Thank you.
It has everything for tomorrow night that is proposed, and it's
right,
confidential.
Of course. Okay.
Okay, done.
Wonderful. We're still waiting for Lawrence's additions. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'm still driving. I'm still driving.
Okay. Not a problem. I'm just checking.
Dwayne Lawrence, press the floor.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
I can't pull over right now.
Lawrence, I don't see any reason for you to have to pull over. This agenda will not be formalized or printed until tomorrow. You'll have plenty of time when you get home to submit that proposal or that motion. So don't get in any traffic issues or being fined for writing something that didn't make any sense on the road.
Thank you, Dwayne and Chair.
This idea, this motion, anyone can submit up to tomorrow morning for the sake of grace. It'd be unfair to submit something at 5 o'clock even if we do it in the middle of a meeting. But he can submit that late on tonight. He can submit it to the secretary. He can submit it to this committee. He can even submit it in a copy of the PNB, and the secretary will have that information to complete the final draft tomorrow.
I just got Grace's email. Thank you, Grace.
Welcome.
Do you have any issue with what I suggested to Mr. Reyes?
I have a question.
Is this Vanessa?
Sorry, this is Lydia.
Oh, Lydia, sorry. Go ahead, Lydia.
Are we having an executive session tonight or not?
I think we're going to have to if we want to discuss the closed session agenda.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But we'll just jump into it and go off the stream. The trick will be getting Otis on the line to get us off the stream. That'll be the governing detail. Well, otherwise, oh no, that's right. We can just call back on the DIP number. That's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
That was sent out. Yep.
Okay. Thanks.
Sure.
And Mr. Chair, Dwayne Lark.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Dwayne.
I believe perhaps you would ask. Are there any additions to the agenda? And for that purpose, I think we would have concluded the open session of this meeting.
Yeah, the open session at least.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. So in closed session, I think I am going to propose having an executive session early and then the open session. So I don't know
okay.
if we want to add...
Reversing the orders of the meeting?
Yeah,
can
but
we,
I don't know if
that'll even...
prevail. But I think I would, regardless, like to add to our agendas permanently the setting of the next meeting, so that even if we know what they are, that the audience also knows what we're doing.
Sure. So I'm unclear as to whether once a meeting has been posted, and I believe it already has, I think the times are already allocated as well. Can we alter that at this late moment?
Not it's not for tomorrow night. It's for the following.
Oh, it's not for tomorrow night. Okay.
No, it's not for
thank
tomorrow
you, Lydia.
Night.
Thank you for
yeah,
clarifying.
Yeah.
So, okay,
but I'm just
you.
Saying, as a matter of course, is that in order to always carry on our agenda, setting / or announcing the next meeting so that the audience is clear. So that then on those times, because you know how sometimes we agree to something, but nobody else knows about it. And
and
that way the listening audience, vast as it is, might are aware of the fact that we're reversing it. Should we reverse it? I'm saying we're going to, but on those occasions.
Yeah, that makes
okay.
sense. Go
like
ahead.
To,
go ahead, Grace.
I don't know. Are we working on an agenda? I'd like to say something.
Yes, we are. Yeah, we,
okay.
yes,
but,
I believe we are.
That's my amendment for the agenda, for tomorrow's agenda.
Okay, I
to add that,
that
to our
okay,
open
let,
session
let,
agenda.
Let me say something.
Go ahead, Grace.
Meetings, except for the monthly meeting, are special meetings, and they can be called by any three directors. And any
yeah.
three directors might decide in the middle of the meeting, at the end of the meeting. So there's not any predictability at the beginning. I mean, if possible, you can do that. But that's that only, except for the regular meetings, which have been posted, I think, for the rest of the year.
I actually had a very specific question of the coordinating committee in that regard. So my understanding is that the coordinating committee is supposed to set the agenda for the meetings, but that's a rather vague term, as Grace just alluded to. We wouldn't be setting the agenda for special meetings because the directors that called the special meetings would be setting those agendas. Is that true or is that not true?
That
and if
correct.
It's not true, okay, that's correct. So the coordinating committee is just for the regular meetings. Is that correct?
Or if the coordinating committee can always call a meeting, it's because it would be consist of three or more directors. So
right,
you know, it would be a special meeting then.
It would be a special meeting called by the coordinating committee.
Correct.
Okay, but that doesn't actually answer the question. The question was more basic than that. In the absence of that, the coordinating committee is only responsible for the regular meeting, setting the regular meeting agenda. Is that correct, Grace?
Correct.
Is that your understanding? Okay, that was my understanding as well.
This is
Lydia. I'm sorry.
Bombs to the stack.
Go ahead. Dwayne, I believe, was
yeah.
asking for the.
Not necessarily disagreeing with Grace, but because of the way that the coordinating committee's charged in the bylaws are not explicit, that can be or could not be, because as you know, the history and the propensity of this body, and it's always a different body with a different attitude and a different matter. Different methodology. But in the last 12 months, we tend to, if the coordinating committee is charged to set the agenda for the first Monday, first Thursday meeting, which is our regularly scheduled meeting, we tend to have subsequent meetings called in that meeting as long as it's 7 days out. Nothing precludes the coordinating committee to meet, to stylize, or to add to that agenda. Because it is not a special meeting, just because it was called in a meeting. So, Paul's not correct. But the coordinating committee has the authority, based on the way you could read the bylaws, of coordinating the P&B meeting. It doesn't say the first meeting of the month. It doesn't necessarily limit the coordinating committee to the regularly scheduled meeting. So to answer your question, it's an open-ended concept, and she's an editor. Three members of the coordinating committee could call a special meeting, but those are the terms, regular meeting and special meeting, which would imply anything that is not the regularly scheduled monthly meeting is a special meeting if you don't call it one.
Thank you, Dwayne. Lawrence?
Yeah, I have a little bit of difficulty with what Grace said about the calling or the responsibilities of the coordinating committee. I really find it difficult to reconcile being charged with putting the agenda together. And is she saying that we're only charged with putting an open meeting agenda together? Because that doesn't make sense to me. If there's a proposed closed session agenda, then I think we should also put that together. I
Lawrence,
kind of find that strange.
Yeah. If I can interject here, I don't believe that was what Grace was asserting. I believe what Grace was asserting is that the coordinating committee was responsible for coordinating regular meetings. Regular meetings can have open and closed sessions. And in fact, tomorrow's meeting does. We would be responsible for putting together the agenda for both of those.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. Thank
sure.
you, Chris.
No problem. No problem. All right. So right now the agenda is pretty skeletal, but we have at least two additions to the agenda which have been brought forth by Dwayne, and I believe there's at least one that's being brought forth by Lawrence. I'm sorry that James isn't present tonight. There might be something from finance. I'm a little bit fuzzy right now on whether we actually had any motions to put forth, so I'll have to get together with him after this meeting, unfortunately, since he's not present.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Lydia was on the stack.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Rena. Go ahead, Lydia. My apologies, Lydia.
Okay. So did we read during the course of this meeting, and I apologize for being late, what the bylaws say about the coordinating committee? And if not, may I?
Sure. Go right ahead. I believe
okay.
It's fairly simple and short, right?
Yeah, but relevant to this conversation.
Go ahead.
A coordinating committee which shall coordinate board activities between meetings, which committee shall include as members all foundation officers and at least one director from each station area, but shall not include any non-director LSB delegates, provided, however, the coordinating committee shall not be considered an executive committee and shall not exercise any powers of the board without board approval. Now, I can only speak to the practice. So the practice in the past, don't forget that these bylaws were written thinking that every quarter we would meet, and so it required a coordinating committee to coordinate things between meetings, like it says, and to develop the agendas for those in-person meetings, which we're not having currently. But anyway, so I would recommend that on tonight's coordinating committee, we decide what it is that we want to do. We can decide it and add it to the agenda for Thursday and have the board approve it, which means we define whether we have the board develop the agenda for the first meeting of the month, which I do agree with. If you're calling a special meeting, and if the coordinating committee calls a special meeting, it can develop that agenda as well, however we want to articulate it. And but it is correct that any three directors can call a special meeting, and that agenda is limited to the purpose for that meeting. So that doesn't necessitate a coordinating committee. But I do think that the regular meeting of the board certainly does. And then if anything else we want to add, we need to develop a motion tonight, approve it, and get it approved by the board tomorrow. Because
that makes sense.
That section didn't say anything about an agenda, but that has been the practice to develop the agenda.
Thank you. Lawrence, was that you?
Dwayne Lark, request information.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
But you asked the IED to, for the record and for the recording, to cite the article and the section that she read from.
Can you do that, Lydia?
Sure, of course. It's Article 8. It's entitled Other Committees of the Board of Directors, Section 3, Standing Committees. And it is letter B, I believe. No, A.
Okay, thank you. All right, so if you don't mind, I'm just going to, since we're on live stream still, I was just going to read the rough outline of the existing agenda, and then we can figure out where to insert all this stuff.
Okay.
Dwayne had specific points to insert. But I guess before I do that, maybe I should do a follow-on for Lydia's remark and ask if anybody has any suggestions as to whether this committee wants to expand its capability beyond the very measured mission that is stated in the bylaws. And if so, what would you propose? Does anybody have any suggestions in that regard? Lydia, you're welcome to comment on that if you have anything to say.
Well, yeah, I think I already did, which I think that that the coordinating committee be tasked with developing a draft agenda for the regular first meeting of the month meeting.
Okay, and that exclusively?
No, I don't know. That's my beginning. That's what I'm throwing.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. I think that much we've already agreed on.
What I'm recommending is that needs to be a motion for tomorrow night. What I just said.
Oh, I see what you're saying, because it's not specifically articulated in the bylaws.
Exactly. So whatever we decide tonight that the coordinating committee is going to do needs to be codified in a motion for us to do it.
We also have the existing provision regarding the membership of this committee, but I'm not presuming that anybody who's listening to this call right now would know that, but we agreed just to take one member from each individual station rather than taking more. The language was at least one,
mm-hmm.
and we decided on just one to avoid having a majority of the PNB present on these calls, which would make these PNB meetings instead of coordinating committee meetings. So that was decided on about, I don't know, a month or two ago. But having set that up, we definitely need to confine or expand the mission of this committee.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have any objection to? I believe that Lawrence had an objection to having the mission limited to just the first meeting of the month, but maybe I misunderstood it or got it tangled up in the argument about closed sessions.
No. May I speak to that, Chair?
Sure. Go ahead, Lawrence. And Dwayne, if I kicked you off the stack just then, I apologize. I'll get right back to you in a second. Go ahead, Lawrence.
I think... I really appreciate Lydia clearing things up for me. She kicked the cobwebs out of my head. So from what I understand, we are charged with putting the regular agenda, which will include closed session agenda as well. The only objection that I have is that it be limited or restricted to the first meeting of the month. I would like us to also include any special meetings that may be called by three directors.
This is Lydia.
Lydia, I'd like the opportunity to respond to it, before either of us do that, I think Dwayne wanted a word in edgewise here. Dwayne, did you have something to say?
This is James. I just called, joined the call.
Thank you, James. Gotcha.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me acknowledge your sensitivity to recognizing the order. And then that's the sign of a good chair. I appreciate that. I would say that one of the advantages of having the article in front of you.
A point of order, Dwayne. You're way too low. I can't hear you. And you're a little bit gone.
You are a little low, Dwayne,
no,
if you can turn
up. Get that great,
I can't make out what you're saying.
yelling, but can you hear me any better now?
That's better.
Can you hear me better, Grace?
Yeah, that's better. That's better. Thank you.
Okay, great. I gave the chair a compliment, the fact that he would yield to the person who was on the stack before he commented on somewhere else. That's the sign of a very sensitive chair. I appreciate that. But two points very quickly is that when you have the document in front of you, as why I asked the ID to cite so people who are listening could go to it, it doesn't say anything about the first meeting. It doesn't limit the coordinating committee. In fact, it's pretty open in terms of between meetings. So that could be from 1 week to another in meetings. So I don't, Mr. Lawrence Reyes' concern are ameliorated if you just simply read and accept the wording as it is. It's not limited in any form or fashion what the coordinating committee's responsibilities are with respect to. In fact, it appears to me that if you read it literally, you would conclude that it is the three directors or five or ten directors who are calling a meeting, that they submit the agenda that they want on the coordinating committee. Obviously, you could do it just the opposite as we've been doing. They control the steering wheel, but it appears to me that the purpose of the coordinating committee is that you submit the request for the items you want on the committee, and the coordinating committee is the one who compile it and publish it. Now, I'll leave it at that. I did have a couple of more comments, but I'll let Lydia again.
Lydia, I'm going to stand down for you, so you go ahead.
How you doing, my friend?
Well, no, but I mean, again,
I
that actually, it,
that
Dwayne,
ain't right.
Hello.
What's that?
All right. Lawrence,
you
Lawrence,
need to mute.
Need to mute.
Okay, he's in his car. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was just saying hello to my neighbor. I apologize.
Okay, so it is correct that when we were setting agendas for meetings, whether it was in person or the first meeting, regular meeting of the month, the distinction is what's a regular meeting and a special meeting. Those are the distinctions in the bylaws. And so for the regular meeting, we would set the agenda, and yes, in fact, the motions were sent to the coordinating committee. So that is correct. But we have other criteria. Well, I'm going to stop there. But we have other criteria having to do with our CPB. I believe that limits the way that we notice meetings and having to stick to the agenda. And so I'm looking to see if that's a bylaws thing or a CPB thing. But anyway, you were going to speak as well, Chris. So, go ahead.
Yeah, I was, sure. I just wanted to lend a little support for the earlier idea that when a special meeting is called, it seems to me that the coordinating committee for the special meetings is pretty much the people who call those meetings, since they have a specific purpose. It would deprive the coordinating committee of much to do in those situations, I think. I mean, I'm willing to entertain objections to that idea, but it seems to me that if a special meeting is called, it just has a set agenda for that special meeting, and that therefore there's not a whole hell of a lot for the coordinating committee to be doing in those circumstances. So, like I say, if I'm getting this wrong, please step in and correct me. But it doesn't seem to me that special meetings would really apply. Am I still there? Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay.
Yes, we hear you. I don't know if anyone wanted to respond to your entreaty.
Okay.
Well, this is Lydia. Is Grace on the call?
She was, but yes, and I'm this here. Would have been a...
Yeah, what okay. is our point of reference for the limited agenda for special meetings? I'm looking for it now, actually, but is that a CPB requirement?
I don't believe it's a CPB. It's a CPB requirement in that it has to be in the call of the meeting. The meeting has to be in the call for the meeting.
Right, that was
the
criteria.
At least 7 days in advance. So the problem is, generally speaking, the special meetings are noticed 7 days in advance and not more, although they could be noticed with more time. But often there's some urgency, that, and therefore three directors or more will call a meeting and post the reason for the meeting on KPFTX. So there wouldn't be time for the coordinating committee to have any input and still have 7 days' notice. It often happens that it's seen as a necessity to have a special meeting within the PNB meeting, and that's when that several members or even the body might decide that a meeting should be noticed.
Mr. Chair, Dwayne Lark to the stack.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, Mr. Chair, one of the problems with not having codified, articulated, very restrictive language is that it's left to interpretation. So all of these suggestions and all of these interpretations are just that. So when you have a rule or you have a practice, this is why most of our laws in the country are codified, that it almost tell you which way to turn and which way to go around, because they know people will try to game them and find ways. Our tax laws are the best example of that. So what I'm saying basically is that a special meeting is called by three or more directors, but I find nothing in the writ that precludes any other member of the body who's duly elected to add to that agenda. That's why it is the ownership, all meetings, according, if you read it literally, all meeting agendas are under the coordinating committee. I don't care who calls it. Now, we've been lazy, and we haven't had a coordinating committee, and certainly you might not want to have one that's going to meet if you get two special call meetings back-to-back or something, but if you read the writ, it should come through the coordinating committee, and I read nothing that would preclude any member outside of the three members who called the meeting to be able to add something to that to that agenda.
Interesting. Lydia, would you mind, if you have the language of that portion of the bylaws in front of you again, I believe you said it was A8, Section A. Could you please read that one more time to me again? I want to just hear the language.
Sure.
Once
okay.
again, about what, okay. what the specific purview of the committee is.
Right. A coordinating committee which shall coordinate board activities between meetings, which committee shall include as members, we already discussed it, the membership is not in question, and that the coordinating committee shall not be considered an executive committee, and shall, and this is my point for a motion, and shall not exercise any powers of the board without board approval. So it doesn't speak to an agenda for the meeting, but it does speak about activities between the meetings. So I am saying that in order for us to make it clear to the listenership, to our membership, to anyone who dares to listen to our meetings, it is that the coordinating committee shall be developing the draft agenda for the regular meeting on the first of the month.
Okay. I'm jotting down. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So that I think should be one motion. If we discover that we want to start tweaking, because I think we do have to look up the CPB requirement for the notice of meetings, that we take that up perhaps at our next meeting. But at least for this meeting, I would at least like to have it on tomorrow night's agenda so that we can move forward and maybe consider agendas, the issue about agendas for special meetings at our next coordinating committee meeting.
Okay.
In the stack.
Go ahead, Lawrence. I'm trying to jot down a potential motion here.
I would move that as a motion. Well, I'll
yeah, I'm trying to figure out the language of it.
Yeah, and I'm a member, so I can.
That's right.
So that's my motion.
Okay. Can you give me the exact wording? Lydia, can you either say it or type it out?
Okay. Which one, right? Okay, I'll type it out.
Yeah, I would appreciate it.
I have something to add. Well, while she's doing that, I mean, this has really opened up a can of worms that I don't think has really been discussed at length and with any specificity of understanding. But I would like to read into the record Article 8, Section 5 of our bylaws.
Okay, Dwayne. For what purpose do you want to include that in this discussion? If you don't mind me asking.
Absolutely. I think it's an appropriate question. I believe that some discussions that we've had have been incomplete with respect to meetings, called meetings, special meetings. And I believe that Article 8, Section 5 reveals and gives more guidance and really try to open up a wider can of worms. But again, I say that we as a group, in 30 years I've been on the national board, haven't really dealt with this. And this is the first conversation of any length that I've heard board members have. And that's probably because we haven't convened a coordinating committee that often.
Chair, as for the stack.
Yeah, I'll recognize you in a minute, Lawrence. Are you done, Dwayne?
I was asking for permission to read section Article 8.
That's right. That's right. You were. Okay. That's right. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Article 8 of the committees of the Board of Directors, Section 5, meetings and actions of meetings. Again, for the record, Article 8, Section 5, meetings and actions of committees shall be governed by and held and taken in accordance with the provisions of Article 6 of these bylaws, with such changes in the context of those sections as are necessary to substitute the committee and its members for the board and its members, except that the time of regular meetings of committees may be determined by resolution of the board as well as the committee. Special meetings of committees may be called by resolution of the board or by a committee chair or by any two committee members. I repeat that. That would be a section Article 8, Section 5, second sentence in the paragraph. Special meetings of committees may be called by resolution of the board or by the committee chair, or by any two committee members, and notice of special meeting of committee shall also be given to all alternate committee members who shall have the right to attend all meetings of the committee. Any committee shall have the right to place a matter on the agenda, now any committee member, which is what I was underlining in my previous comment, last two sentences of Article 8, Section 5. Any committee member shall have the right to place a matter on the agenda for discussion by the committee. The board may adopt additional rules for the government of any committee that are not inconsistent with the provisions of these bylaws. So I just wanted the public to know that. I wanted the members of this board to know that. And I implore all of our members, particularly of this committee, to go back and read Section 6 and Section 8 so we have a better understanding of our choice.
Thank you, Lawrence. Sorry, not Lawrence. Thank you, Dwayne. Lawrence, you're next up.
Thank you, Chair. only us being responsible for setting the agenda of only the first meeting of the month. I think the ambiguity in the bylaws gives us the flexibility of also setting the agendas for special meeting, continuation meetings, well, continuation meetings like that. So that's I believe the ambiguity to do that. So that's the amendment. That's an amendment I want to make. That in addition to setting the first meeting of the month, that we also set agendas for special meetings and for any activity henceforth, any board activity henceforth. This will be visible towards the future as well. So
that very much broadens the scope of this committee. I don't have any particular objection to it in light of the way the bylaws are worded, but I would entertain anybody else's objections if anybody would like to say something about that.
Yes, Grace, for the staff.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, it's the right of any three directors to call a special meeting. It may be the right of, we could adopt a rule saying the coordinating committee could set up the agenda, but if a special meeting is called with an agenda noticed with 7 days notice period, it would not give the coordinating any time to meet and alter that agenda, which is decided by the three directors who are calling the meeting. So it's not wouldn't be practical. So, for instance, if Duane, Lawrence, and Chris call a special meeting tonight for next Wednesday night, They wouldn't be, unless there's a coordinating committee meeting already scheduled for some time between tonight and next Wednesday night, there wouldn't be an availability of a coordinating committee meeting to alter that agenda or add to the agenda of that specially called meeting. And I think that if the coordinating committee wants to nullify any agenda item put forward by the three directors who are calling the meeting, that would be a violation of the spirit of that section of the bylaws, which allows any three directors to call a special meeting.
Grace, would you mind citing the section of the bylaws, since that seems to be the practice this evening?
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Chair?
To which you refer.
Mr. Chair? I had made a motion to postpone this discussion, which I'm about to hit send to the committee. Remember, I had said I had two parts to my motion. I'm doing these as separate motions right now. But anyway.
Okay.
Just FYI, because it was a CPB contingent. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Chair, I have some information to provide in regards to the CPB.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
That was my motion.
No, I just have some information. It has nothing to do with the way I'm informed by your motion, Lydia. As far as I understand, the CPB has suspended all open meeting requirement rules, all rules due to the pandemic. So it's still good to find out what it says, but I'm just saying it has suspended all rules due to the pandemic.
Chris, this is Grace. That isn't true.
Okay.
Well, Grace, I disagree with you. I read that.
Okay, well, yeah, you have to send a link then, because I read it also. It doesn't say all rules. It's just in-person aspect.
In-person meetings.
In meetings, okay.
It doesn't say that meetings don't have to be noticed.
Hey, Lydia, I see your motions here. So the motions that Lydia's proposed here, forgive me for the interruption of that discussion. Motion one, move that the coordinating committee Move that the coordinating committee shall meet prior to PNB's monthly meeting, currently on the first week of the month. PNB members proposed motions to the coordinating committee prior to its meeting. Motion two, that discussions regarding special meeting agendas be postponed and to its next meeting until the CPB requirements are provided. So that motion, I guess, is on the floor. Is that a motion for this committee?
Yeah.
Or is that a motion for the PNB?
Okay. First, they both have to be passed for this committee to be presented as a committee to the PNB. And
okay,
so,
that's what I felt as well.
Yeah, So that would be for the first motion. I should have specified. And the second motion is for this committee to decide.
Okay.
Well, both of them are for this committee to decide, but you know, the second one could just be internal. We just move that issue till the next committee, but we can certainly report on it on Thursday as well.
Okay. Given that that the first motion doesn't preclude us from adopting a wider stance for the committee, I think that I am in a position to. You've already made the motion, so and I think we've discussed it amply at this point. Does anyone have any objection to the first motion that that we be responsible for setting the agenda for the regular meetings? Okay. Hearing no objection, we'll elevate that one to the PNB, where it'll have to be ratified. Second
point of order. Point of order. Can somebody please send it to me? Because
I think she sent it to the entire committee.
Yeah, I just hit reply all to what you sent.
I'm not going to get it. Can you?
Dwayne, I hear you. I'll get you in just a second. I promise.
Okay.
Lydia, can you please send it to me?
I can.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
I'm a little concerned. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm a little concerned about that action because why would you need to have the PNB ratify something that's already articulated in our bylaws?
Go ahead, Lydia. You can express the rationale for your own motion. Go ahead. My apologies.
Okay, because the bylaws don't preclude us from doing it, but to assign committees the specific tasks, including the fact letting everybody, including the PNB, know and agree to the fact that because we're not an executive committee, that we will be drafting the agendas by otherwise, like by Robert's rules, it's the chair that presents the draft of the agenda. So we need to specifically add that task to the coordinating committee just so that it's defined. Doesn't hurt anything, and it doesn't say we can't do other things or deal with the agendas of special meetings. It doesn't stop anything. It just means that the full PNB is aware and agrees to having the coordinating committee draft agendas as opposed to Robert's rules, leaving that to the board chair.
Go ahead, please.
And I speak certainly not to be in disagreement with the gentlelady. But I have to stay within the reason and the purpose and the usefulness of Robert's rules. According to more years that I've operated under Robert's rules, Robert's rules is only used, the term I want to use is executed or becomes into place, for lack of a better term, when it is not articulated in your bylaws. You refer to Robert's rules. This item that we are discussing is articulated in our bylaws. It supersedes Robert's rules. I repeat, the only reason you defer to Robert's rules is when your bylaws do not address what any limits of specificity. And in this case, our bylaws are explicit of what the purpose of this committee is, which is to, we read it into the record. So I believe this motion, I'd love to agree with the idea. I seek to agree with it every time. But on this case, in this instance, Robert Rules takes a second seat because it's already articulated in our bylaws. And I agree with her that if it wasn't articulated in our bylaws, that the coordinating committee's responsibility is to do the business of an agenda, then yes, it falls to the chair of a committee or of a body. But since we put it in our bylaws, we don't refer to Robert Rules.